Messianic Perspectives, the daily Bible teaching program sponsored by CJF Ministries in San Antonio, Texas. You can visit us online at cjfm.org. This is Liz Aiello. Today our speaker is the late Dr. Charles Helfe, a Jewish believer who taught the Bible for almost half a century before his homegoing in 2000. The subject of the study today is Christ in the Tabernacle. God gave very specific instructions for the building of the wilderness tabernacle, and almost every part of it is a type or symbol of the coming Messiah. That's what Dr. Helfe is talking about in this interesting study on Christ in the Tabernacle. Stay tuned, and I'll be back later with information about a special offer. But first, here's our Bible teacher for today, Dr. Charles Helfe.
We welcome you to another broadcast. We're so glad that you tuned into our program today, and we trust that the message we have for you will bless you, encourage you, and enlighten you. Our subject again today, Christ in the Tabernacle. That's the subject that we're dealing with at the present time, Christ in the Tabernacle. The Bible abounds in types and shadows of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John the 3rd chapter, the scripture says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The serpent there is a type of Christ. The serpent is a picture of sin, and Jesus Christ became a sin offering for us so that we might have a perfect atonement for our souls. But the most outstanding of all the types in the Old Testament is God's tabernacle in the wilderness. It comprises one half of the Pentateuch. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. In other words, 50% of the writings of Moses deals with the tabernacle. Now, in our last broadcast, I pointed out that the tabernacle, or that the word tabernacle, means dwelling place. And the tabernacle was God's first dwelling place among men. You can read the account in Exodus, the 25th chapter. God said to Moses, you'll find it in Exodus, the 25th chapter, verse 8, "Let them make me a sanctuary," or a dwelling place, "that I may dwell among them." Now, Christ is our tabernacle today. He's our dwelling place. He came down from heaven's throne in glory to dwell among us. That's why the Bible says in John, the 1st chapter, that the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. It's not by accident that the Holy Spirit uses the word tabernacle in referring to the humanity of Christ, because he is the very fulfillment of Israel's Old Testament tabernacle. Yes, all the types and shadows of the tabernacle point to Christ. Now let's continue to notice how the tabernacle in the wilderness, which the Jews used as a place of worship, typifies the Lord Jesus Christ in every detail. Now, as I pointed out in our last broadcast, the tabernacle was the place where God met man and man met God. Apart from the tabernacle, there was no other way for man to meet God in the wilderness journey. And, beloved, there is no other way to come to God today except through the Lord Jesus Christ. There are not two ways or 10 ways or 12 ways. There's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, because he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, in the next place, we find that the tabernacle was only used in the wilderness. The Jews only used it as they journeyed from Egypt to Canaan. After they settled in Canaan, Solomon built the temple, and that was their place of worship. But the tabernacle was used exclusively in the wilderness, and only in the wilderness. Now, here's another picture of Christ. Oh, what a picture of Christ. The experience of our Lord here on earth was certainly a wilderness experience. He was born in a stable and laid in a manger. A manger is where the animals would eat. Our Lord was so poor that he didn't have a place to call his own. He didn't have a pillow to lay his head on. He said, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." The experience of our Lord was truly a wilderness experience. He was so poor that he had to send Peter down to the sea to get money out of a fish's mouth to pay his taxes. He didn't even own a pulpit to preach from. He had to borrow Peter's boat and use it as a pulpit. He was so poor, he didn't even own a cemetery lot. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. You see it, beloved? It was a wilderness experience for our blessed Lord every step of the way. Jesus Christ is truly the tabernacle in the wilderness. Beloved, can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the richest one in glory, coming down from heaven to experience such a wilderness journey? In 2 Corinthians 8th chapter, it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," yes, he was rich, he had all of heaven at his disposal, "that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Beloved, listen to me. He who was the richest of the rich became the poorest of the poor, that we who are the poorest of the poor might be made the richest of the rich in him. Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ had all the glory of heaven, but he took poverty instead of riches. He took humiliation instead of glory. He took suffering instead of bliss. Beloved, we could never give up anything that will compare with what Christ gave up for us. Now, in the next place, we find that the tabernacle outwardly was most unattractive. The inside of the tabernacle was overlaid with gold and beautiful curtains. It was truly a thing of beauty inside. However, the tabernacle from the outside was most unattractive. It has been estimated that the tabernacle at today's prices would cost between $2 and $3 million. But in spite of the great cost, from the outside, the tabernacle was most unattractive. It was covered with badger skins, the very cheapest of all the hides of animals. When those badger skins were blown by the wind, faded by the sun, and rained upon, they were most unsightly. If you could have looked at the tabernacle on the outside, you would have never thought of it as a place of beauty. Here again we have another picture of Christ. Beloved, when the Lord Jesus came down and tabernacled among men, he was most insignificant in looks. He was not what we would call handsome. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, "And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Now, most of the pictures you see of Christ today in the dime stores and in the art galleries and in the religious periodicals are Solomon's head of Christ. Solomon was a monk who pictured Christ as a beautiful, handsome man with curly locks dressed in a white robe. But, beloved, this picture that you see of Christ today in the dime stores and in the art galleries is not the Jesus of the Bible. The scripture says in Isaiah the 53rd chapter that our Lord was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief and with a body that if we saw it, we would turn our faces from him. When Christ was here, beloved, he concealed his beauty from men so that people wouldn't love him for his looks or for his person or for his physical beauty. We don't love the Lord Jesus today for the sake of beauty, but we love him because he died for our sins and paid the price for our redemption. We love him because he first loved us. Now let me show you something else about the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the center of Israel's worship. It was the center of Israel's camp. In Numbers, the 2nd chapter, verse 17, here's what it says. "Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp." Now notice that expression, the tabernacle in the midst of the camp. The tabernacle was to be put in the midst of the camp because everything was to center around the tabernacle. Now let's get this great truth. The tabernacle was the center of Israel's religious life, and beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the center of our life. You know, before a person is saved, the world is the center of his life. He lives for the glitter, the tinsel, and the playthings of this world. But after a person is saved, his life revolves around Christ. You know what I mean. You go to bed at night, and he's there. You wake up in the morning, and he's there. And there's a constant praise in your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. Yes, the Lord Jesus is the center of our lives, just as the tabernacle was the center of Israel's life. Sometimes I get so happy in the Lord that I could almost jump out of my shoes. You know, before I was saved, I found my satisfaction in the things of the world. But today I find my satisfaction in the things of the Lord. There's more joy in 5 minutes communion with the Lord than there is in all the world. Beloved, you can take the world, but give me Jesus. Now, before we close, let me show you one more contrast between Israel's tabernacle in the wilderness and our Lord Jesus Christ. At the tabernacle, the Jews only had an atonement for their sins, but today, beloved, in Christ, we have a putting away of sins. Leviticus, the 17th chapter, verse 11 says, "It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." That was the scripture that God used when I was in the darkness of Judaism to show me the importance of blood redemption and that God has always required a blood offering to atone for sin. It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. That's what God said to Israel. When the high priest went into the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement and offered the blood sacrifice, the sins of the Jews were covered for a whole year. But listen, beloved, Christ came not to cover up sins, but to put them away. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, that Christ has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Our sins are not just covered up, but they're washed away. They're put away. They're cast as far as the east is from the west, never to be charged against us again. Oh, thank God for such a wonderful salvation. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, do it now. Just ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and write me a letter and let me know what the Lord has done for you. Remember, the scripture says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Thank you, Dr. Helf. And thank you, listening friends, for joining us here on the program today. It's always good to have you with us. We've been listening to Dr. Charles Helf, our Bible teacher, here on Messianic Perspectives. If you appreciated today's presentation on Christ in the Tabernacle, you'll be glad to know that this entire series has been placed on one convenient CD. It's available for your gift of just $6 or more to help us keep this program on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Charles Helf continues our series on Christ in the Tabernacle, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.